Well, I've had to just sort of step back from the oven here with Julian. I'm at Hambleton Bakery, and do you know what? The smell of these is absolutely incredible. What has just come out of the oven?
It's our Portuguese egg custard tart, or pasty de nasta, as they're known in Portugal, I believe. We just call them pasty de nasta here. But they're, it's basically, we feed our old bread to chickens, and we get the eggs back, with free-range eggs, obviously bright yellow yolks on them, and then we use that to make the products. So it's a way of recycling bread that we don't sell on the day, because obviously we have to sell fresh bread every day, because I'm a big believer in it's the shelf life is for the benefit of the customer, not the baker. Yeah. So if we don't sell it on that day, then we have to make use of what's left of it. So we feed it to chickens, we give it to farmers as well if we've got too much, and we obviously get the eggs back, which we use in all our products. So it's a great way of recycling, you know, and giving the chickens good quality and feed ingredients as well.
That is just such an amazing concept. I absolutely love that idea. I'm just going to ask you one more question before I have to tear myself away from here, because I could stay all afternoon. If you are a home baker and you're making sourdough, what tips would you give to the home baker?
Well, first and foremost, keeping a sourdough is not a difficult thing. It's like having children. You've got to feed it every so often or it'll die, you know. Same with my kids. And so so what you've got to do is feed this starter at least once a week, keep it in the fridge, and then you can find a recipe from anywhere. Basically, you can only add so much water to flour to make a dough, and then you add your starter to that, and then salt. You don't need as much salt, because obviously if it already has flavour, it's like seasoning a soup compared to seasoning water. You don't need to add as much salt to something that's already got flavour. So a good quality flour is very important.
When you say that you need to have salt, and you don't have salt in the starter, do you? You just have salt in the dough that you make from the starter. The starter itself is just flour and water that's left in the window to get till it starts bubbling. It takes about how many days?
It takes about 5 days. It's not as complicated as it sounds. If you're using stone ground flour, the yeast already exists on the grain, so there's no need to walk about the kitchen trying to capture wild yeast, because it's already on the grain and it's in its best format. Is the yeast that sticks? There's lots of different yeast, but the one that sticks to the grain is best suited to ferment now. So when you make your starter, use stone ground flour. That way it'll react much quicker, because there's a higher dosage of yeast on that grain. And you just add water to flour, stone ground flour, add water, leave it a day, repeat the process, leave it a day, repeat the process. After the fifth day, start to throw away. You have to throw it away in the first, because it's quite rancid to look at. Throw away 4/5 of it, and then feed it back up to where it was again.
Yeah, I suppose you could actually give that to your friends, couldn't you?
In fact, you could give it to somebody else to make a starter from that, because it's already infected with the yeast. It's not a bad way of saying it, but that's what it is, infected with the yeast. Then once it starts to really bubble away, you're ready to go. Add that to your next lot of flour and water to make enough for a starter. Mm-hmm. And then all you do is use 2/3 to make your dough, always keep 1/3 back, and then the day before you go to make your bread, feed your starter again, and keep doing that process. Like I say, it's just like having kids.
Having a pet.
It is.
I think I'm going to call mine Herman.
it's a Tamagotchi bread.
Tamagotchi bread. I love it. I love that idea.
You just keep feeding it, and then it's a constant thing. You need to, you know, if you don't feed it and you feel you're not going to make it every week, keep a little bit in the freezer. It takes a bit longer to come back to life, but it does work.
So you can actually split it away and freeze it and bring it back to life. That's really useful.
Yeah, just freeze it in an ice cube tray. It'd take probably a couple of days for it to come back into life rather than once. You'd have to feed it probably 2 days in a row, but it will eventually come back to life. You know, it's quite sturdy stuff, yeast.
I've been told somebody's going to send me one from 1857.
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a fallacy. Everyone's very proud of having a starter. I mean, ours is, what, 5 or 6 years old, because we made it at Hambleton. But, this, you know, it's a bit of a fallacy to say that this starter's 180 years old or 280 years old, because in matter of fact, there's nothing left in there from the original one. It's an ongoing process where you use some and you feed it again, and you use some and you feed it again. So if there's one atom left in there from the original one, I'll be amazed. But it's the fact that it's the strain of yeast you've captured that gives your yeast, it gives your bread, if you like, its character. Every sourdough is a slightly different character just by the fact that the yeast is different. And so, you know, and the way it's made up and how you produce it, it really is, you know, you will never find two sourdoughs the same, and you'll never make two the same in a different area either, I don't think.
Jane, you've been absolutely brilliant sharing this knowledge with us. I can see how busy you are. There's so much going on in here, even in the middle of the day. So thank you very much, and I'm going to go to the shop and buy some.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye.